do is a couple chants. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Outside bunnies got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
A small but vocal group of protesters rallied outside Alaska Republican Party headquarters in Midtown Anchorage at noon today to protest a national super PAC that's funding advertisements targeting members of the state Senate bipartisan coalition. Signs waved by the protesters identified them as representing Backbone, putting Alaskans first, and local AFL-CIO, all groups associated with the Democratic Party. Joelle Hall, with Putting Alaskans First, says the protesters want to send a message to Alaska Republicans and to the Washington, D.C.-based political action group Republican State Leadership Committee.
They've stated they intend to influence our elections. We're not making this up. This is part of what they've stated they're going to be doing. And we're just asking the Republican Party of Alaska to tell their national people to just keep their money back in D.C.
Backbone especially has voiced its support of the state Senate's bipartisan coalition opposition to the Parnell administration's oil tax plan. Vince Beltrami, president of the Alaska AFL-CIO and chair of Putting Alaskans First, says he's aligned with Backbone absolutely against outside interests attempting to influence Alaska state races.
I think we're on the same page in terms of not letting our state be sold to the highest bidder. And this is much like what happened at statehood when outside interests came and were weighing in with, at statehood, weighing in with the politics and trying to control our natural resources.
Putting Alaskans First is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on their own advertising campaign supporting members of the Senate bipartisan coalition. But Beltrami says RSLC's plan could be the first time an outside group has planned to fund ads attempting to influence state legislative races. But Randy Riedrick, president of the Republican Party of Alaska, says the RSLC has nothing to do with Alaska Republicans.
I am surprised that for the first time I've found Democrat pickets talking about something that is not related to the Republican Party at our front door. The organization that they're talking about is not part of the Republican Party of here in Alaska. It is not part of the National Republican Organization. And they're just off base trying to create a misimpression.
The RSLC is not part of the National Republican Party, but does fund local candidates in 40 states. Its funds come from business interests. Riedrick says he's unaware of the RSLC's plan.
It has nothing to do with the Alaska Republican Party or the RNC. They are an independent group that operates in many, many states in the union, and I still have not seen an ad that they have placed here.
The RSLC registered with the Alaska Public Offices Commission earlier this month as an independent expenditure group. Independent expenditure means the group can fund advertising for candidates, but is not allowed to give directly to a candidate nor speak with a candidate on or his or her campaign.